Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get to the show, if you want to listen ad-free, go to gzmshows.com/subscribers. That's gzmshows.com/subscribers.
Hey, listeners, today is...
Oh, Jimmy, let me do the intro. You shouldn't have to work so hard.
Hubbaga wuppaga, what are you talking about?
Well, you do the intro every day. Shouldn't you take a break?
Oh, well, that's okay. I really like doing the intro, but I really like when you do the intro too, so please, intro away.
Thank you. I won't let you down.
Hmm?
Listeners, hi. It's Wednesday, April 26th, and this is the GZM Morning Show. This week, we discovered a multi-part prophecy scattered around the studio that initially seemed to imply that I was destined for greatness in the form of becoming queen of GZM, and I was kind of a jerk about it, but then we found another part that made it pretty clear that they meant someone else, and I think it might be Jimmy, and that's really good because...
Mabel, I'm really sorry to interrupt, but I just want to say that I'm not going to be weird about this potential change in the power dynamic between us. If the entire GZM Studios suddenly switches from a regular place of work populated by famed podcast characters into an absolute monarchy ruled by me, I still think we can be best friends.
And I appreciate you saying that because yesterday I got a little, can I get you anything while we're recording today? I saved some of the sparkling apple juice from when I thought I was gonna be queen and then I almost banished you from the kingdom and sentenced you to stand in a refrigerator box I reformatted to be a prison cell.
Yeah, you know, when you sell it like that, I'm not super thirsty.
It's really flat if it helps.
Oh, actually, that does help. When there's too many bubbles in a drink, it tastes kind of spicy to me. You know what I mean?
Of course. Whatever you mean, I agree.
Mabel, what's happening here? I don't like this subservience thing that's happening. We're equals. Or at least we are until we figure out what this prophecy means.
I could be aggressive if you like. Oh, Bezor! Bezor, give me the birthdays and shoutouts now!
Whoa! We do not speak to the most perfect robot in the world like that.
I know. Oh, it hurt me so much to do that, but I would do anything to...
Mabel, you don't have to treat me differently because of what's been foretold by the GZM prophet.
I'm not.
I'm just a regular Jimmy like I've always been. Here, look, I'm reading the birthdays and shoutouts. Bezor, may I have the list, please?
Bezor, I'm sorry for yelling. Thank you for forgiving me.
And I forgive you, too. Wow, we are so generous with our forgiveness. Now for the shoutouts. Happy 12th birthday today to Brooklyn from your friend Tegan S. Tegan says you listen to the show every day and wanted me to share this message. I am so happy to have you as a friend. Wow, that's really sweet. I'm so happy you two are friends as well. Shout out to Lucas G, who loves my show, 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Young Ben Franklin, and The Natureverse, and has listened to all the episodes of those shows. Whoa, a true podcast completionist. Game respects game. I'm proud of you.
That was some really great shout out reading, Jimmy. You're the best.
Mabel, it is a huge bummer that I feel like I can't trust you right now. Are you complimenting me just because of my potential crowning? This prophecy is tearing us apart!
You can trust me. Look, I'm just a normal, everyday Mabel, your best friend! Oh, what does normal, everyday Mabel like to do? Oh, I know! A fun fact! Jimmy and listeners, See how I put you first?
Yes, like yesterday, how you made me put you first when you were being a mean queen.
Exactly. So now we're even. Anyway, did you know that baby porcupines are called porcupets? It's true. But even though their name is very cute, you should never porcupet one. They're born with the sharp quills we associate with adult porcupines. Also, you should never touch a wild animal. There, see? I'm still your best friend. I'm not being nice because of this prophecy. I'm just being super nice today because I'm embarrassed at how rude I was yesterday. And, so quickly. I mean, my whole personality just flipped. Absolute power corrupted absolutely. I'm so sorry for how I treated you. And, Bezor, it is not the friend I want to be. And I'm sorry for threatening to banish you from my kingdom and sending you to a makeshift prison I made from a box.
Oh, Mabel, thank you for apologizing. You don't have to treat me differently to make up for it. Just saying sorry and meaning it was more than enough. Plus, completely changing your behavior to overcorrect for previous mistakes is kind of my thing already. So let's leave that to the experts. I promise never to treat you any differently when this prophecy comes true and I'm king of the GZM studio. What's that, little buddy? A little boy is trapped in a well? Oh, I'm sorry. You found a little bit more of the prophecy in a wall?
Good translating, Jimmy.
Thank you. I've been working on my Duolingo, but just for cute little robots. Man, that green owl gets mad when you don't practice. All right, checking out the wall now.
Bezor, did you break down this wall? I understand. You were searching for studio secrets while Jimmy and I were resuscitating our professional relationship. Let me just read this. Our leader won't be the star of a GZM show, but their power could overthrow the studio. Sign the GZM prophet. Wait, is someone gonna take over the studio?
Well, apparently it's not me. I'm famously on the podcast Tomorrow, The Continuing Adventures of Andy Warbucks, and have clawed my way into becoming a fan favorite star with a whole arc.
It's true and inspiring, but we should try to figure out who this prophecy is about and who this GZM prophet could be. Oh, listeners, we hate to... Oh, who am I kidding? We love to leave you on a cliffhanger. We'll see you soon as we work to solve this mystery. While you're waiting, make sure to rate, review the podcast, share it with your friends, and subscribe wherever you listen. We also want to hear from you, so please send us your birthdays, shout-outs, fun facts, and fan art to the email secretjimmy@gzmshows.com. We'll see you then!
Oh, if this is about snaz opportunity, I'm gonna spit!
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube. Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.